What is going on, everyone? Welcome to my gaming podcast. I've been playing games for about 35 years now. Playing, not beating them, mind you. And I want to share my love of all things video games with you, the wonderful listener. Each week, I put aside some time from my busy life as a husband, father, and full-time goofball to talk about a random video game. I also try to beat that video game and post it on my YouTube channel, Retro Bend Gaming. I hope you enjoy this trip down memory lane, or you discover a game you've yet to play. Either way, be good to each other and keep on gaming. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining me for another wonderful video game breakdown. This week, we're going to talk about the legendary Zaxxon. Now, there are multiple versions of this game. We'll talk about that. But the one that I associate the most with is the Atari 2600 version. So without further ado, let's get on with it. Zaxxon is an isometric shooter arcade game developed and released by Sega in 1981, in which the player pilots a ship through heavily defended space fortresses. They're not actually that heavily defended. Japanese electronics company Ikikami Tsushishiki is also credited for having worked on the development of that game. I probably massacred that name, I apologize. Zaxxon was the first game to employ zaxometric projection, which lent its name to the game. The type of zaxometric projection is isometric projection. This effect simulates three dimensions from a third-person viewpoint. Why they had to make up a whole new projection name when isometric is so easy to say, I do not know. It was also the first arcade game to be advertised on television, with a commercial produced by Paramount Pictures for $150,000. I hope it was an amazing commercial. The game was a critical and commercial success upon release, becoming one of the top five highest-grossing arcade games of 1982 in the United States. Sega followed it with the arcade sequel Super Zaxxon in 1982 and the isometric platformer Congo Bongo in 1983. Between 1982 and 1985, Zaxxon was ported to the Apple II, the Atari 8-bit family, which included the 2600 and the 5200, MSX, the ZX Spectrum, Commodore 64, Dragon 32, ColecoVision, Intellivision, IBM PC compatibles, the Sega SG-1000, the TRS-80 color computer, and the TRS-80 non-color computer. The Atari 2600 and the television ports use a third-person, behind-the-ship perspective instead of the isometric graphics of the other versions. That's probably why I like the Atari one so much, because it doesn't look as weird. The arcade version was a major success in North America. Zaxxon reached the top of the monthly U.S. replay arcade charts in June of 1982. The Amusement and Music Operators Association, or the AMOA, later listed it among the top six highest-grossing arcade games of 1982 in the United States. It was not as successful in Japan, where it did not appear on the annual game machine list of top 20 highest-grossing arcade games in 1981 or 1982. Game Machine later listed Zaxxon in their June 1, 1983 issue as the eighth top-grossing table arcade cabinet of the month. The home computer ports were commercially successful in North America and Europe. Two Computing listed Zaxxon fourth on its list of top Apple II games in the late 1985, based on sales and market share data. US Gold's home computer version of Zaxxon was ranked number two in the UK software charts in early 1985. The arcade game was well received upon release. David Cohen, in his book Video Games, praised the incredible three-dimensional realism in the graphics, which he considered the best in a video game to date, while describing the gameplay as a mixture of driving and zap game. It's kind of amazing that a game from 1981, people describe it as some of the most realistic graphics they've seen in a game. You look at it today, you're like, are you high? What's going on? But back then, man, that stuff was pretty realistic. Computer and Video Games praised the game for being at the frontier of a third dimension in arcade games, and for its realistic, altitude-based gameplay for the time. Video games in 1983 called the ColecoVision version a Zaxxon coup for the new system. Video magazine also praised the ColecoVision in its Arcade Alley column, describing it as one of the most thrilling games available, and noting in passing that the only serious criticism of the arcade original was that many players felt they needed flying lessons to even have a ghost of a chance to perform well. I've never felt that, just saying. K-Power rated the color computer version with 8 points out of 10. The magazine praised its excellent three-dimensional graphics and concluded that Zaxxon is a game that can't be praised enough. Softline in 1983 called the Atari 8-bit version a superb three-dimensional computer game. Not since Choplifter has a game looked so impressive. The magazine also liked the graphics of the Apple II and the TRS-80 version despite those computers' hardware limitations, and predicted that Zaxxon would be a long-lived bestseller. In 1984, the magazine's readers named the game the fifth most popular Apple program and third worst Atari program of 1983. That's kind of a juxtaposition, the best and the worst, I guess. In the 1982 Arcade Awards, the arcade game received a Certificate of Merit as a runner-up for Best Science Fiction / Fantasy Co-op Game. In the 1983 Arcade Awards, the console cartridge conversion received a Certificate of Merit as a runner-up for Video Game of the Year. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. At the 1984 Arcade Awards, the dedicated console version was awarded Standalone Game of the Year, while the home computer version received a Certificate of Merit as, you guessed it, runner-up for Computer Game of the Year. In January 1985, Electronics Games magazine included Zaxxon in its Hall of Fame. Zaxxon is a bonus game in the Sega Genesis collection for the PlayStation 2. It is also an unlockable arcade game in Sonic's Ultimate Genesis collection for the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. The arcade version was released on the Wii Virtual Console in Japan on December 19, 2009, the PAL region on March 5, 2010, and North America on April 12, 2010. Zaxxon was followed up by an arcade sequel, Super Zaxxon. It was released in November 1982. The color scheme is different, the player's ship flies faster, making the game more difficult, and the robot at the end of the second fortress is replaced by a dragon. Good old space dragon. It did not do as well as the original. Super Zaxxon topped the US Replay arcade chart for software conversion kits in July 1983. In 1987, Zaxxon 3D was released for the Master System. This console variation makes use of the 3D glasses add-on. As with the Atari 2600 and Intellivision ports, it is forward-scrolling rather than isometric. Zaxxon's Mother Base 2000 was released for the Sega 32X in 1995. It is the first Zaxxon game to incorporate polygon graphics. The game bore the Zaxxon brand only in the United States, as the Japanese version was named Parasquad, and the European version was named Mother Base. U.S. gaming critics generally remarked that the game was not similar enough to Zaxxon to justify the use of the brand. Zaxxon Escape was released on October 4th, 2012, for iOS and Android devices. The game was criticized for having little resemblance to the original, which probably means I won't play it. But that is the very short breakdown of Zaxxon. You can see me playing this game on the accompanying YouTube video on my channel, Retro Ben Gaming. Go ahead and check it out. Leave me a comment or a like if you appreciate it. Or just take some time this weekend to play Zaxxon yourself. You guys be safe out there. And as always, keep on gaming. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed it, please take a second to subscribe. You can get a hold of me at retrobengaming@gmail.com. Have a good one, and see you next time.